Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone.
It's Jill and Kim, One Harmonicle. How did everyone do with the energy healing yesterday that came through?
If you have not
listened to it, or you're not taking the chance, here's a reminder to go back to it and give yourself that opportunity just to get some energy healing for free. Why not?
Exactly. That's awesome. And it's short. It's like we do a little chat beforehand, not a lot. But the entire thing is like 12 minutes. Though I'd say the energy healing itself is probably maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But powerful.
Yeah. Hey, the message today is never say never. As I say never with it. It's guaranteed almost every single time in my life, when those words come out, it happens.
It happens. It's like a guarantee.
Yes. So I want everyone to pay attention to when those words come out of your mouth. And a lot of times they just come out so fast, you don't even think to even say that. And all of a sudden they just come out. Think back how many times that happened to you and that experience happened in some form or in some form, basically. It's going to happen.
I'll never do that. And then you're doing it.
Yep. I'm never going to be like my mom. And then you find out, oh, I just did that. And that was just like my mom. Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's judgment to that word. Massive judgment. So, you know, anything you judge is a reflection of yourself. There's some healing work. There's some disconnect. There's something there that you need to actually look into as to the reason why you're actually saying the word never.
Yeah. Yeah. And it seems kind of, you know, tricky or annoying or something, like when you say, I'm never going to do that, and then you find yourself doing it, you can be like, what the? But it really is, like you said, Kim, it's more of a gentle nudge. Like there's something there to look at. There's something and truly that might be enough as to look at it. Now, as Kim says, you would look at it without judgment. Without judgment. Once we start looking at it and then layering other stuff on it, like it's good, it's bad, I like this, or I feel shame or guilt, or now we're off into somewhere where we need to reel ourselves back in. We used that phrase a few weeks ago. Reel yourself back in into the looking at it. And I was talking with someone yesterday, and I said, you know, the power of what some people call observing, I call it awareness. They're really the same, right? The power of awareness, that's what that is. When you're looking at something, you are just aware of it. Nothing else.
Yeah.
That's incredible. We diminish that power. We're like, it can't be that much. I have to do more. You know, there's like all these other things that go along with our experience here, where we will talk ourselves out of the simplicity of awareness.
And sometimes that's all your body's looking for, is for you to be aware of a situation. And that is all.
Yeah. Standing with the never. If you see something, you say, I'm never going to do that. As soon as I say the word never, when I bring awareness even to that phrase, I feel like a lower vibration, like deep in my kind of my stomach area, solar plexus area, that it starts to tighten up a little bit. Even by saying the word, I'm never going to, because there's judgment in it. There's resistance in it. I'm going to push that away. And just by looking at that, that's the awareness. Even if you want to then breathe into it or whatever you want to do, and then you start to feel it loosen and start moving again. Now you're not putting out the invitation for that never thing to come to you.
Yep. Exactly.
Wonderful. Sweet tip today, Kim. I love it.
Yep. Yeah. Nice and short today. Again, go back to yesterday's energy healing. Yep. And just sit with it a few times if you can.
Yep, it's called full. I think the title is like Full Energy Healing Number One, because we're pretty sure there's going to be others that'll pop through at times.
Yep.
So that was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Chip. Thank you, everyone.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Until next time.